In St. John's Gospel, the final section or exhortation on the Eucharistic discourse sums up our faith dispositions and our present plight in the COVID fight. In all the four Gospels, there is no other text so emphatic and striking as this one on the real presence of Christ in the sacrament of the Eucharist. The Lord Jesus says, not once but repeatedly, that he will feed us with his real flesh and real blood. Now the Jews back then had thoughts of cannibalism. They were repulsed, disgruntled, and disgusted. Most walked away. And this was the only time anyone left the Lord, not for a moral reason, as they do today, but for a doctrine, teaching. We know that he was speaking of Holy Communion, whereby we would be fed, our souls would be nourished under the appearance of bread in a consecrated host, which hides his true and substantial body. But back then, it was unclear to their minds and made no sense. Today, our quarantine likewise makes no sense, depending on where you are, and is not very clear. It's hard to know all the rules. Many today are walking away from their jobs, relationships, and some even their future. The heavy toll of this global pandemic will have enormous ripple effects in mental and physical health for years to come. Back to the gospel. Then, with the Jews, there was uncertainty. And even among the apostles, there was doubt lingering in their minds and hearts. And so Jesus comes to them and to us and says, will you go away too, like the Jews did? Will you abandon me? Will you give up on me? Do you not trust me? Do you think that I will let you down? What is our reply? Will we walk away, as did the Jews, who thought they knew it all, but didn't? The second reading picks up on this theme also, which is one of submission to Christ. Although this text by St. Paul to the ancient church at Ephesus is much maligned and misunderstood, both by liberals on one side and loonies on the other, the text really means that both husband and wives are equal, yet complementary, and both must submit to the will of Christ. Both are yoked under him. All called, according to our vocation, to submit to the will of God. The Lord has chosen us to be who we are and when we should live, that is today, in this world, in these times. You see, he has a plan and a purpose, and he wants us to submit to that. In order that we may remain steadfast, note the preceding words of the Lord, the words I've spoken to you are spirit and life. We note that the word here in Greek for life is not physical nor mental life, but spiritual life, eternal life. The term is Zoe. Jesus is saying that these words on his real presence will become actions that will give to your souls spiritual life, which will sustain you. For the spirit trumps the physical, and the eternal is greater than the temporal. So lose sight of the goal that is there and not here. At the end of the day, nothing can really hurt you here except sin, which inflicts harm on the soul. This pandemic will pass for the body, but what of the soul? Well, whilst we can't go to Mass and communion, we can receive spiritual graces by a spiritual communion. The spiritual world cannot be forbidden or prohibited. It's ours for the taking. One of the greatest errors of modern times today is the denial of the spiritual world, of the existence of God or our spiritual soul, the reality of grace, and even, of course, heaven. Theologians call the fifth heresy of the world, and perhaps the master one. The welfare of the body should never trump the salvation of the soul. Yet, there are Christian nursing homes in our midst who deprive their clients or residents of spiritual care. You see, clergy are non-essential carers. The essential ones, of course, are the nurses, the cooks, the cleaners, the handyman, and of course the gardener, and anybody else who works there, except the priest. Now, when residents who have been faithful Catholics throughout their life, practicing Catholics, that's every Sunday, gone to Mass, and now, for whatever reason, have gone into higher care with the expectation that the Christian institution would care for their souls as well as their bodies, have been betrayed and spiritually abandoned by the very ones who have assured them of such care. And note, too, when it has happened in their life, at the very last stages of their time here, when time is running out to prepare themselves for heaven, and thus also when they are most vulnerable. This is an atrocity that they are being deprived of spiritual care. What can we do? Well, we turn to our sorrowful mother in heaven to console us here on earth. Today is the 22nd of August, which would normally be the crowning of the Blessed Virgin Mary, a week after the Assumption. Notice she's crowned in heaven, and that's where she awaits us and intercedes for us. So we take our sick and vulnerable to her because we know that she will not leave us alone. And just as we are called to submit to her Son, which she did perfectly throughout her life, we know that she will give us in some way, somehow, comfort, grace, and protection, as only a mother can. So that once we have passed through this valley of tears, having dwelt here for whatever time is allotted, we might then meet her and be brought to the Holy, Holy, Holy One of God.